Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, December 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news, another election looms in Ukraine. It's an attempt to peacefully resolve the bitter leadership contests. Thousands remain in the streets in protest, says Association of Baptist World Evangelism Scott Carter. He's urging a proactive ministry response.
Historically, churches in Ukraine have been decidedly anti-political totally. And what I'm suggesting is not to be necessarily pro-political, but pro-ministry. And to use these opportunities, since people are asking questions and nervous about the future, to use those opportunities to further what God wants to do.
Next, the year was 1809. The United States, just 33 years old, but already the International Bible Society, saw the need to get God's Word into people's hands in a way they could easily understand. Years later, IBS is still working to that end. The president of IBS, Peter Bradley, says they're celebrating 195 years this weekend.
Up to this point, we have translated 89 Bibles into major languages around the world. And we've partnered with Wycliffe over the last 10 years to actually help them release about 660 translations that they have produced. And at the moment, we're working on 60 more translations.
And Men for Mission says reports are coming in from miles around that people are listening to The Hope of Christ on radio station 4VBM in Southwest Haiti. So far, over 500 letters of thanks and praise to God for the radio station have come in. People are still bringing in donations, but the cost of keeping the radio station on the air is greater than what people are able to give. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to make sure people in the pew know what to do. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.